and welcome to another episode of Unboxing Women, where we explore the gender gap in the music and entertainment industry. If you're active in the music business, an independent artist, a musician, or are just curious about how it all works, then this pod is for you. My name is Micah Rose, I'm the Fast Talker, and with me is my friend Dana Rex. We are both independent recording artists based in Europe. After having been called a bitch for knowing what we want, we were fed up and decided to be such a bitch, and are here to reveal what really goes on behind the scenes. You can listen to us on your favourite podcast platform and on our YouTube channel. So today we have kind of like a continuing from last week's episode where we were talking about who you need on your team, and we are explaining or elaborating upon publishers today.
Publishers. Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun.
Oh, I have so much to say about publishers. So in full transparency, let me just start off by saying that, as you heard last week, I did not have a lawyer and I signed a contract without having it being
And what did we learn?
Verified.
That is
and yes,
a
well,
very
it was,
bad idea.
It's a bad idea. People, do not do that. Please learn from my mistakes. So yes, I signed a contract with a publisher. Half because, well, I don't want to say I was forced to, but I was kind of pressured. Like, I was working with this guy. Let's call him one of the scammy managers. who was like, oh, yeah, but I have this pal. And na-na-na-na. And he's just publishing. And you need a publisher. You need a publisher. You need a publisher. So I'm like, okay. Why do I need a publisher? Because he will push your music to sync. And I'm like, yes. I love that. I want
really
my music
idea.
To be synced.
I'll quickly just explain what sync is to the people who don't know.
Yes, sync is when they take your song and they use it in on TV. So in a series, a movie, advertising, anything else that you might sync up your music to, basically. That's where the name comes from. So sync is very lucrative, not only because you get an upfront fee from production company like Netflix or whatever, you get an upfront fee. And also every time it's played, every time somebody watches the series or the movie or publicly, like in the cinema, maybe it's not in the cinema, there's something with cinemas. Anyway, let's get to that after. But every time it's played, your PRO also gives you money in the back end. So forever and a day, you know,
you could be eternally earning money from that, basically.
From that,
yeah.
Exactly. Depending on who you are, obviously Beyonce is going to get much more than I will. Mm-hmm. And it's just another place to give your music life rather than only have it streamed by your fans or something like that. You know, it's another way of getting paid as an artist for the art that you make. Sync is a big deal. Yeah, and it's sync. So the publishers are supposed to push your song to sync. You can obviously also do that yourself. I actually am doing that myself now. You create like a network. You work on that. It takes a lot of time and effort. But yeah, you can do that yourself. So what I did, I signed this contract. And it basically said, so it, they didn't give me an advance, so there was no advance in the contract. An advance means that they pay you money that they then will recuperate from all the work.
Your music.
Yes. Yeah. So maybe you can explain that, because you've learned this in uni.
Yeah,
right?
Basically, there's two systems how it works. There's one where you pay them a monthly fee, or you know, something you pay them to do work for you, and then there's the other system where you don't pay them, but you give them a cut from your royalties. So basically anything that they that you earn through what they're doing, they will get paid through that. But my music industry teacher, she always said, never do that. Never pay them a monthly fee, because they will not work for you. They are already getting the money. they will not have to then put in any work to actually get paid.
Mm-hmm.
So the only way you should be doing publishing, according to her, is to give them a cut, maybe not a huge cut, but give them a cut so that they will then work for their money, because otherwise they're not getting paid.
So there is a third option, and that is actually publishers take like basically a set cut. So it's 60-40 for the artist, depending mm-hmm. on what it is. We'll dig into that later on. But what you can obviously do is give them a cut of, you know, you give them a license to use your music, to push it to sync or to make a ringtone out of it or whatever. And also they should be collecting all the other publishing royalties in the back end of the streams, for example, in the back mm-hmm. end of YouTube, in the back end of shows that you do. So all of that yeah. is basically called publishing admin, and your publisher should also be doing that for you.
Adding to that list, what they also should be taking care of is if they hear something that sounds like your song, they should be then checking that it wasn't plagiarized. And if it was plagiarized, yeah. they should be getting you a cut of whatever that song is making too. So they should be taking care of that.
Absolutely. And so, yeah, they have to actually, that's the work of a publisher. They have to do all these things. They actually just have to make your music work for you, you know, so that it just generates money mm-hmm. and that they should be collecting. So they will actually register themselves as your publisher with your PRO in your country, but also register your songs in the rest of the PROs in the world. That's actually what they should be doing. So what mine did actually is I gave them a cut, but without an advance. So they did not give me money up front that then they would have to work for to make me money to be able to recuperate their cut, you know, and that was my big mistake. And my publisher just registered himself in all the PROs as the one, you know, getting the publishing money, but then I never received any invoices or any like breakdowns of what, you know, they had collected for me. And then they said, but we haven't collected anything. And I'm like, but that's weird because I have 100% of the master rights. And as a master mm-hmm. right owner, you see money coming in on the master side. And usually the publishing side has it's fairly equal the amount you yeah. get on the publisher side because it's split 50-50. So whatever you're getting as a master kind of income, the publisher should be inning on the other side for the publishing income. So if mm-hmm. I'm getting master, why aren't you getting publishing? That was a red flag for me. And basically what this publisher is called in the industry is a sit-back publisher. So you sign a contract with them, you license your music to them, and then they just register themselves everywhere. They sit back, literally, do nothing with your music, but they do collect anything that... Yeah. was supposed to come in and then supposed to give you 40% of that, but that never happened because they kept saying it was zero. Well, but on zero, we can't give you anything because it's zero. But I'm like, yeah, but I'm getting on this side. Why aren't I getting on that side? So that was kind of a discussion that I had.
It's such bullshit.
It's bullshit. So what they should have been doing and what actually is deemed in the law as being the work of an actual publisher is pushing it to sync, is indeed, you know, collecting your royalties, is doing like a gazillion other things, mm-hmm. by the way, with your music. Yeah. You know, there's
also print,
yeah, sheet music, yeah. for example, mm-hmm. if it might be classical or if, you know, it's some kind of music that you would do that for. Yeah, like finding maybe places where they do compilations that you can be on. I don't know. It's just...
Yeah, and like every time somebody asks, like, can I do a cover of this song? Negotiating that.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, all of these things. Mm.
Yeah, so, you know, pushing for covers or I don't know, whatever. I mean, I'm not a publisher. They should be doing their job, okay? So I was getting zero from this and I signed my rights away for like... Well, I signed this contract for like 3 years and then it would obviously mm-hmm. just... continue if everybody was okay with that. Mm-hmm. So after 2 years, I'm like, this is not right. You know, I'm kind of feeling that stuff is not right. And yeah, I signed the contract without the advance in. So yeah, he just like sat back and I'm not.
And you got nothing.
I'm not going to say let the money roll in, because let's just be totally honest. There was not a big income. It's like a couple of, I don't know, $100 here and $50 there or something. But that's not zero. Mm-hmm. So yeah. You can't tell me that there's nothing, because.
And the thing is, the thing that is most annoying about that really is, yes, obviously it's annoying that you didn't get the cut that you should have been getting. But the most annoying thing is that you gave them your rights for them to push it for you both to earn more money. And then they didn't do that. And not only did they not do that, but they also said that you weren't earning anything, which you knew wasn't true.
Exactly. And so also, kind of, it made me not be able to push my music if I wanted to do it myself. Because if I'm going to go and network with music supervisors to put my songs in sync, then, you know, they might have sent it already to some kind of pitch that mm-hmm. I don't know about. And then, you know, the music supervisor might blacklist both of us because, like, oh, but I'm getting it from the artist, I'm getting it from the publisher. Like, what is it now? You know, who is mm-hmm. the contact person? And this is annoying. They have other stuff to do. So,
yeah,
it kind of, you know, it was a very strange moment for me. And then I just basically said, okay, look, if you're not going to do anything, then I want my rights back. So what I signed for was actually being a songwriter also for that publisher. So what he also should have been doing is pitch my stuff that's not out for myself, that I'm not releasing myself, to other artists. That's also what publishers do. Mm-hmm. And connect me with their producers so that we could write and make songs also for pitching to other artists.
Signing you up for songwriting camps?
Songwriting camps, exactly. Yes, mm-hmm. The songwriting camps is a big one. So also just introducing me in general to his whole network of artists that are signed to him or producers that are signed to him, which also didn't happen. No writer camps. And I bugged him for this for like 2 years. I'm like, oh, writer camps. Yes, 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 yes. I never got like a proposal or an invite, or because it was then like, yeah, but you need to get an invite for this. Well, then get me the invite. Make it so you introduce me and push my profile to them and do whatever you need to do. Work your network to get me an invite to this writer camp, you know?
That's ridiculous.
What your job is.
Yeah.
Yeah, so never happened. I got introduced because I was so insistent to maybe two producers. Like, I'm sorry, they were shit. They were shit, okay? Not at all in the same genre than I was. They were like rocky, folky. So, you know, that's great music, but I don't write that mm-hmm. kind of music. So why are you connecting me with these people who are completely different than I am? Obviously, that's
and
not
then they're
work.
Like, oh, but we introduced you to people.
Yeah.
Like, well, no. Well, no. Yes, but they were in the wrong genre, so you didn't do your fucking job right.
Exactly.
So just to wrap that whole thing up in a little neat bundle, it is a shit show. It's a shit show. And that's basically what we, following up from last episode, what we wanted to show you with this is that have a legal team, have a lawyer, you know, have somebody who will look through stuff like this before you sign it and who will be able to tell you that you should be getting an advance, will know how to negotiate that advance,
yes.
will then also be able to be paid out of that advance, just saying. and you won't have this issue. Like, if they give you an advance, they will have to work for you because they will have to be able to recuperate that advance.
Yeah.
Don't get a publisher unless you're getting an advance.
Yeah, and don't get a publisher when you don't need one, because we are often pressured into, you know, people saying, oh, but you needed this and you needed that. But no, just try it on your own first. Try networking in sync on your own first. You really don't, you know, you can have a contract with a publishing admin company. There are a couple out there, like TuneCore, for example. If you distribute via TuneCore, they also do publishing admin for you, and that's mm-hmm. not giving away your rights, but they do work on sync, and they collect for you, and you can get out of that contract like really fast if you do get like a really good publishing deal going yeah. forward because you're growing. But you don't need that in the beginning. Now I'm with Centric, and I actually mm-hmm. got my rights back to my old music. So all the new music is obviously... So firstly, I got myself out of the contract just a couple of months before it actually ended. So I could have waited, but you know, I didn't know. In the meantime, COVID hit. Mm-hmm. So it became a bit weird. But then I released music actually after that it would have ended anyway. But the contract was for a writer, so basically anything that I wrote in that time period being signed to them was, I don't want to say theirs, but yeah, it was automatically licensed to them. So I kind of had to like keep quiet the songs that you were writing so that they wouldn't mm-hmm. know that they were written in that period. So it's very, you know, it's very strange that. And so, yeah, in the meantime, I got my rights back, but obviously I had to pay a lawyer that I now have that's in the music industry, and it wasn't with the you know it was hard, you know, just stressful, just pushing through and just going you know, going for it and getting my rights back. So yes, I have all my rights back, which is
that's
great.
Good. One other thing I would add that I learned through my music business teacher, and I know that this is a thing you can do in Britain. I don't know if it's probably a thing you can do in all countries that have somewhat of an all right legal system.
Okay.
But what you can do in the UK, if you are certain that you, and you should only really do this if you are certain that you are not receiving the money that you should be legally getting, is that you can ask for an
accountant to go. Yes.
Yes.
I had that in my
contract. There's a word for it.
I don't know. It's an audit.
Yes, you can ask for an audit.
You can ask for
an audit. And the only problem with that is that if they are right, you will have to pay the auditioner.
Yeah,
you will have to pay the audit, and that can be really expensive. But if you are right, you will not only get what's owed to you, obviously, but then also they have to pay the audit.
Yeah, basically. But you know, I thought of that because it was actually one of the paragraphs in my contract saying mm-hmm. that I could do that, and it's just. I don't know if we ended up threatening them with it, kind of, you know, like mm-hmm. saying, oh, watch out, because we're going to send an auditor, because it takes a lot of time. Even if they don't find anything, it's so annoying because, you know, they need to like get their stuff in order, and it needs to be audited, and it needs to be, they need to, you know, the auditor is there for a week just bugging mm-hmm. the hell out of them. So that was a big option for me to do that. mm-hmm. So definitely that's one of the ways you can kind of pressure them into coming clean, let's say.
And I mean, it might be that if push comes to shove and you're like threatening to do an audit, you know, maybe, oh, what's this money suddenly come out of the bushwhack? You know, you never know what's going to happen. Just another thing I wanted to kind of share as a piece of advice. Yeah. And
you can contact me. If you want to know more specifically about, you know, which one it was, or I'm not going to say that on the air, but you can DM me or Unboxing Women, obviously, to ask us that question. In a nutshell, just don't sign anything without an advance or without a lawyer who actually knows what he's talking about, who is from the music biz.
Yeah.
Please, 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 please. Please.
Because there are a lot of people out there who will just try and take advantage.
Absolutely.
And it's really sad because, you know, you're taking advantage of people's dreams, really. But that's, it happens so often in life. Not saying it's good, yeah. but it just happens. And I think we should be prepared. I remember just, I don't want to be, this is the thing. I don't want to be giving anybody like stress or like disappointing anybody being like, oh, why should I go into the music industry if everything is like against me? Because I remember sitting in uni having a Skype masterclass with Ruma, who is a musician. She's relatively well known in Europe, and she had gone through a lot of crap, like so much crap, and I remember her telling her story and just basically saying, don't get into music, don't do it. And we were a class of musicians. So even worse, because if you're in the music business, you can be like, oh, I'll be the one taking advantage of people. Which, you know, is still shit. But but to like actual aspiring musicians. No. And I was just sitting there going like, why are you telling us this? Like, I get it now. But it's still, I don't want to be depressing. So I still think that this is something, if this is your dream, do it. But be aware and have a sensible head on your body, and don't let people take advantage of you. Mm. Get a lawyer, think straight, you know, have people who know about the industry tell you about it, and don't listen to people from outside because they don't know how it works.
Yeah, yeah. But even like people who say they're inside, you know, they might just like I was just pressured into it by actually his pal, you know, the one guy owed the other guy, like maybe it was money or whatever, or is like, oh, yeah, you owe me a favor. Can you get me like some more clients or whatever, you know, so that is that. Don't be naive, basically, and educate yourself, and be aware that educating yourself about the music biz might take a long time, because you are going to make mistakes, and it's okay to just try not to make mine, because you've heard them now.
Exactly. So don't make our mistakes. Make your own mistakes. Tell us about your own mistakes.
Yes. Let's wrap it up. Thank you for tuning in to Unboxing Women. And if you've ever had any experience like this or anything that you want to share with us, send us a DM or tag us in your post. The banner is coming with the hashtag #SuchABitch. Or send us an email on suchabitch@unboxingwomen.com. Don't forget to drop us a like on Instagram or wherever you are listening to us now. And my name is Dana Rex, and I've been chatting with Micah Rose. Tune in to another episode of Unboxing Women next week. See you then.